love on the lip tour greens where dreams rise above balls deep swingers they're taking the scene with big sticks and bogey boys living the dream lip pods the sound where the stories are told eureka's and two ballers going for gold regular flex and shanks it's quite the hook grab a seat tune in let's take a closer look.
You know, there's nothing quite like golf when it comes to that raw, unpredictable drama. One moment, a player is soaring, feeling absolutely invincible.
Yeah.
The next, they're staring down a triple bogey, wondering where it all went wrong.
Mm-hmm. And the Wig Trophy at Red Lipids. Hmm. Wow. That was a prime example. Almost cinematic.
Cinematic. I like that. Twist, turns, a photo finish.
It really had it all. Kept everyone guessing right down to the last putt. You had players on a complete roller coaster, teams surging up the board, unexpected heroes popping up. It was brilliant.
And that's precisely what we're diving into today. Let's get into the thick of it. The Wig Trophy journey, starting right at the beginning, those opening tee shots. Always a mix of nerves and chances, aren't they? And Red Lipids served up some immediate fireworks.
It certainly did. Right out of the gate, after just two holes, we saw some players laying down a marker. Lokesh Patel, Romesh, as these know, came out firing. Absolutely dialed in. Sank a fantastic birdie on the par 5 second hole.
Nice start.
Great start. Straight to minus 2, early solo lead. Proper statement of intent.
And he wasn't the only one starting fast. Danny Innes, the reigning club champion, so you know he's got the game.
Confidence.
He also grabbed an early birdie on the par 4 first. That's the kind of start you expect from a champ, isn't it? Darren Reed matched him on the first, brilliant opening, but then gave a shot back with a bogey on the second. Shows how quick things change.
Golf gives, golf takes away.
Yeah.
Often within minutes.
So true.
But what's really striking, host, is just how bunched up it was at the top. Even after just two holes, we had this huge cluster. Seven players, all tied at T2 on minus 1.
Seven players?
Yeah. You had Duncan Jenner, DJ, Peter Green, Randip Gildeepa, Paul Salvage, Stephen Brownie, Glee Merriweather Bullseye, and Justin Gledhill Carr.
Wow.
Tells you straight away, doesn't it? Competition was fierce, pressure on from the first tee. No one was getting an easy ride. A proper race from the off.
Ah, but Red Lipids, it has a way of saying hello, doesn't it? While some were flying, others got a slightly rougher introduction to the Wig Trophy. Graham Marshall, Team Mujesus, and Melk Dami both kicked off with triple bogeys on the first hole, a par 4.
Ouch. Triple on the first. That's a tough start.
Talk about an immediate uphill battle. It's like the course just winked and said, right then, let's see what you've got.
And they weren't the only ones feeling the early heat. Greg Hammond, Simon 40, Chris Stevens, all had double bogeys on that same first hole.
Tough opening hole then.
Must have been playing tough. Imagine the pressure, trying to shake off the nerves, and bam, you're immediately behind the eight ball. Paul Woody, added in the pain with a triple on the par 5 second.
So high scores were definitely out there early.
Oh, yeah.
While all that individual drama was unfolding, the team picture was taking shape, too. Let's switch focus. After those first two holes, how were the teams looking?
Right. Team dynamics. We had a three-way tie at the top, balls deep. Shanks and Big Hook Dicko's team and swingers, led by Codd, all locked together at minus 5.
Minus 5 after two holes, that's flying.
Serious collective effort there. Great strategy. Players executing well. They came out swinging.
And who was chasing?
Close behind, you had a strong pack. The Bogey Boys, captained by Kyle Dean, Big Sticks, Suki Saran's team, and regular Flex, Dish's team. All right there at minus 4.
So, really tight at the top.
Very tight. Hot on the leader's heels. Setting up a thrilling early battle. Two ballers, captained by Anthony Elizak, were at minus 3, and Eureka's, Terry Hare's team, they were lagging a bit at the start.
So the scene was set, a packed leaderboard, a few teams already playing catch-up, and you just knew more drama was coming.
Oh, absolutely. And it didn't take long. Let's jump forward after six holes. Things really started to churn then. The individual leaderboard especially saw some serious movement. Red Lipids showing its teeth.
And who emerged from that early chaos?
Duncan Jenner, BJ. He was in that T2 group early on, remember?
Yeah, at minus 1.
Well, he managed to find some consistency while others wobbled, pulled away to take the solo lead at minus 2, showed some real class early on.
But consistency was hard to find for some, right? Talk about Peter Green.
Ah, Peter Green. A perfect example of the Red Lipids roller coaster. He cards this fantastic birdie on the par four. What are those monster holes we talked about?
Right, the statistically tough one.
Yeah. Exactly. Great birdie. But then, bang, follows it up with a painful triple bogey on the par five, the other monster hole.
Oof. That's a four-shot swing in two holes.
Brutal. Just shows the course's bite, confidence shattered, then maybe rebuilt, then shattered again, all in the space of about 45 minutes. That's golf.
And he wasn't alone in hitting a rough patch?
No. Lokesh Patel, Ramesh, who started so well, he slipped back. Double bogey on that same tricky fifth, then a bogey on the sixth. Randeep Gill, Deepa, also had a tough run. Double bogeys on the par three fourth and the par five fifth.
So Red Livets was really testing everyone's resolve.
Yeah.
Punishing any little slip up.
Definitely. But, you know, amidst the struggles, we saw some amazing grit too. Paul Wood, Woody, yeah. Remember he tripled the second?
Yeah.
Well, he produced this incredible bounce back, jumped a massive 16 positions all the way up to even par.
16 places. How?
Even with a double on four and a bogey on five, just shows he must have played brilliantly on the other holes in that stretch. It's that mental strength, isn't it? Put a bad hole behind you, find those recovery shots. Unreal resilience. That's a huge jump. Anyone else making moves?
Graham Marshall, Timi Jesus, he also climbed 11 spots. So yeah, players were fighting back hard after those tough starts.
Resilience, definitely the word. But then there are moments you just want to forget. Tell us about Chris O'Donoghue, COD.
Ah, yes, COD. Experienced what the scorecard politely called an unfortunate eight.
Eight. On which hole?
The par three fourth.
Ouch. An eight on a par three, that's a real setback. Shows the potential for disaster if things go wrong. You really feel for him there. Takes some doing to recover mentally from that.
It really does. Now, looking at the teams after six holes, a shift at the top. Bogey Boys, Kyle Dean's team, and Shanks and Big Hook, Dicko's team, moved into a tie for the lead at minus four.
So strong collective play from those two.
Exactly. Picking each other up, minimizing the damage. Swingers, despite their fast start, they dropped back a bit to minus two. Then you had Balls Deep, Big Sticks, and Regular Flex, all clustered together at minus one.
And the other.
Two ballers were at plus one. Eureka still finding it tough. So the team race was definitely tightening up. A bit of separation starting to appear.
Right. So as we hit the turn, after nine holes, the story kept evolving. No lead felt safe, did it? And Peter Green, after that triple bogey on the fifth, he came back again.
He did. Incredible resilience. He dramatically reclaimed the solo lead at minus two. And crucially, he made a steady par on the tough par four ninth.
That shows some real character to bounce back like that.
Absolutely. Didn't let that earlier blow up define his round. Mental strength right there.
But as Green rose, someone else slipped.
Yeah, Duncan Jenner, DJ. He'd held the solo lead earlier, remember?
At minus two after six.
Right. Well, he dropped back to T2 at minus one after a double bogey on the par four seventh. Just shows how quickly that leaderboard shuffles. One bad hole when others are finding form.
But DJ wasn't alone at T2 for long.
No. Steve Dixon, Dicko, captain of Shanks and Big Hook, he made a big move.
Yeah.
Climbed seven places to join DJ at T2, also on minus one.
How did he manage that?
Just solid, consistent golf. Pars on both the seventh and the ninth. Just quietly chipping away, moving up the board. Textbook steady play under pressure.
And what about others holding firm?
Greg Hammond and Graham Marshall, Teamer Jesus, both held steady at even par.
Really?
Good, solid front nines. And David Watcher, Dish, captain of Regular Flex, he had an eventful end to his front nine.
Oh, yeah.
Double bogey on the par 3/8. Could have derailed him. But he bounced straight back with a birdie on the par 4/9.
Nice recovery. Keep the round alive.
Exactly. That kind of grit makes a difference.
So, halfway house, let's check the team leaderboard again. How were things shaping up?
Bogey Boys, Kyle Dean's team, they really started to assert themselves. Extended their lead to minus five. Clear advantage heading into the back nine. They just looked solid, confident.
And the chasing pack.
Shanks and Big Hook held on to second at minus three, still right there. Balls Deep moved into third at minus two, definitely still in the hunt.
And further back.
Big Sticks and Regular Flex were tied at even. Swingers had dropped to plus one, two ballers to plus three. Eureka's still propping up the table. So Bogey Boys had created some breathing room, but you felt the chasing teams weren't done yet. The back nine, anything could happen.
Okay, buckle up then. And straight away, after just two holes on the back, after 11 holes total, Peter Green decided enough was enough. He wanted to run away with it.
He certainly made a statement, extended his lead dramatically, got it all the way to minus five with a fantastic birdie on the par four 11th.
The 11th, isn't that one of the really tough ones?
It's stroke index one, statistically the hardest hole on the entire course. To birdie that hole when you're already leading, that shows the kind of form he was in. absolutely dialed in, playing with serious confidence. A proper masterclass in pressure golf right there.
Incredible stuff. But while Green was flying, what about the chasers? Did the 11th bite them?
Oh, it did. Steve Dixon, Dicko, managed to hold steady at minus two, which was good going. But Duncan Jenner, DJ, who was right in the mix, he took a double bogey on that brutal 11th.
Stroke Index 1 claims another victim.
Yep, dropped him back to T3. Cruel timing for him.
Anyone else making moves or falling back?
Well, Kyle Dean, captain of the leading bogey boys, he made a good move, birdied the 10th to get to T3. But that 11th, it just kept punishing players. Graham Marshall, Timu Jesus, and David Washer Dish both had double bogeys there too.
Just highlights how tough that hole was playing. A real round wrecker.
Definitely. Though Darren Reed managed to birdie on 10, keeping himself in the picture.
And the team standings after 11 must reflect Green's dominance.
Absolutely. Bogey boys surged further ahead, got to an impressive minus 9. They were really commanding the field now. Looked like they were running away with it.
Wow, minus 9. Who was closest?
Shanks and Big Hook were still second, but now back at minus 5. Balls Deep were third at minus 2. Then you had Swingers, Big Sticks, Regular Flex, all hovering around, even or plus 1. Two ballers at plus 3. Eureka's still struggling.
So bogey boys had built a huge cushion, 4 shots clear, almost looked unassailable, but this is golf, right?
Exactly. Never count your chickens on the back 9 at Red Levitt's. Plenty more twists to come.
You've got that right. Let's fast forward to after 14 holes. You could feel the tension cranking up again, couldn't you? Peter Green still leading, but maybe looking slightly less comfortable.
Yeah, still out front at minus 5, but he made a bogey on the par 4 13th. Just opened the door a tiny crack, allowed the chasers to feel like they had a sniff again. The pressure was definitely building.
And who was applying that pressure?
It was Graham Marshall, Timu Jesus, and Duncan Jenner, DJ. Both made significant surges here. Climbed up to T2, both at minus 3 now.
How did they manage that?
Just really solid, steady golf. Marshall was particularly impressive pars on 12, 13, and 14. DJ parred 13 and 14. They were grinding, putting the pressure right back on Green, basically saying, right, game on.
That consistency is key, isn't it? Meanwhile, were the tough holes still causing problems? What about the 14th?
Ah, the 14th. Par 4, Stroke Index 3. Still a brute. And yeah, it caught a few players out again. David Washer, Dish, and Darren Reed both took double bogeys there, dropped them back down the leaderboard. Just shows one bad swing on these key holes.
And your round can unravel.
Precisely. Simon Ford, 40. He birdied the 12th, feeling good. Then triple the 14th.
Oh, the agony.
Golf's cool sense of humor right there. And speaking of tough times, Chris O'Donohue, COD, had another really difficult moment. Recorded an unfortunate 9 on the 14th.
A 9? Wow. That's, yeah, tough to come back from.
Really tough. Meanwhile, Kylie going about his business was Randeep Gill, Deepa. He just kept playing steady golf, got himself back to even par, subtly climbing the leaderboard. Nice, consistent round brewing there.
Okay, team check after 14. Bogey boy's still leading.
Still leading, yeah. Holding strong at minus 10 now, showing real depth, absorbing any individual slips. Their team format strategy was working perfectly.
But was the gap closing?
Well, Balls Deep made a big move into clear second place at minus 5. They were showing real fight. Shanks and Big Hook slipped to third at minus 4. Swingers were back at minus 1.
So bogey boys still had a 5-shot lead. Comfortable, but maybe not totally secure.
Exactly. The fight for second and third was definitely hotting up.
Yeah.
Set the stage for a really dramatic finish over the last few holes.
Right then, the penultimate stretch. After 17 holes, this is where it gets really tense. Where medals are won, leads evaporate. And wow, did things change here?
They absolutely did. A huge swing at the top. Duncan Jenner, DJ, seized the solo lead, got to minus 4, showing amazing composure with a crucial par on the tricky par 3 15th.
Mm.
What a time to hit the front.
Incredible. So what happened to Peter Green? He'd led for so long.
Yeah, brutal for Green. The pressure finally seemed to tell. He stumbled coming home, dropping back to T2 at minus 3 after bogeys on both the par 3 15th and the par 3 17th.
Oh, tough finish for him after such a dominant middle part of the round.
Just shows how quickly it can slip away, doesn't it? Especially on those high-pressure closing holes. Red Livet's testing everyone's nerve.
Oh, wait. Green dropped to T2? Who joined him there?
Greg Hammond. He made this fantastic late surge, jumped 4 places to get to T2 alongside Green, also at minus 3, and he did it with a critical birdie on the par 5 16th.
Clutch birdie. Putting himself right in the mix for the final hole.
Absolutely. Proper late-round heroics.
Yeah.
Capitalizing when it mattered most.
But it wasn't good news for everyone in that chasing pack. What about Graham Marshall?
Yeah. Heartbreak for Timu Jesus on the 15th. He dropped back to fourth place at -2 after a really painful triple bogey on that par 3.
Triple on a par 3? Oh, that hurts. Especially at that stage.
Critical error. Just shows how unforgiving it can be. One bad swing. Hopes potentially dashed.
And there were other big swings happening too, right? Players battling the course, battling themselves.
Oh, yeah. Steve Dixon, Dicko, he tripled the 17th. Kyle Dean, captaining the leading team, had a really rough stretch, double on 15, triple on 16, bogey on 17. Shows even the best struggle under that intense closing pressure.
That's some positive moves too.
Definitely. Stephen Brown, Brownie, climbed 7 spots with a birdie on 16. Malk Dami birdied 15. Just constant movement, individual battles playing out everywhere. A real mix of triumph and setback across the board.
So team standings with one hole to play, Bodie Boy is still leading.
Still leading, yeah, but only just. They were at -9, but the gap had shrunk significantly. That comfortable cushion was gone.
Who was closing in?
Balls Deep were right there at -4. Swingers had climbed strongly to -3. Shanks and Big Hook had dropped back to -1.
Wow. So Bogey Boys lead down to 5 shots over Ball Steve, 6 over Swingers. It's all going down to the 18th.
Absolutely. Tension was sky high. The final hole was set up for an absolute thriller. Team title, individual glory, all on the line.
And that brings us to it. The climax, hole 18, par 5, statistically the easiest hole on the course, averaging just half a shot over par. But on a day like this, with everything riding on it, that easy hole becomes the biggest test of nerve. You could feel the weight of every single swing. This is what it's all about.
And what a finish we got. Graham Marshall, Timu Jesus, produced a truly heroic moment, a comeback story for the ages. He snatched victory with a dramatic, absolutely clutch birdie on the 18th.
Birdie on the last. To finish where?
Finish at -4.
Oh.
Which put him in a tie for first place individually. But crucially, he won the whole thing outright because he finished higher in the official club competition that's the tiebreaker in the LIB Tour, based on the handicap-adjusted score.
Incredible. To birdie the last under that pressure to win.
Yeah. An amazing come-from-behind victory. A moment he'll definitely savor.
Just imagine sinking that putt. Pure elation. But hang on, he tied at -4.
Yeah.
Who else finished there?
Duncan Jenner, DJ. He also finished strong at -4, securing a very well-deserved second place. He was consistent right to the end. And Peter Green, who'd led for so long, he finished his roller coaster round with a par on 18, also ending at -4, which gave him third place.
What a battle between those three, finishing all square on -4 after 18 holes. Incredible.
Truly a battle of wills right down to the last stroke. But we saw other really strong finishes too, players digging deep. Greg Hammond finished fourth at -3, superb round. Randeep Gill, Deepa, capped off his brilliant back 9 with a par on 18 to finish 5th at -2.
Great finish for Deepa.
Steve Dixon, Dicko, birdie the last to finish 6th, also at -2. David Washer Dish, part 18 for 7th at -1. Paul Salvage, part 18 for 8th at even par. Darren Reed birdied 18 to finish 9th, also at even.
A lot of good closing scores then.
Yeah, and a shout out too for Gareth Coulter and Lokesh Patel. Ramesh, they both birdied 18 as well. Great way to finish their tournaments.
But golf, it can be so cruel, can't it? Especially that final hole. It wasn't heroics for everyone on 18, was it?
No, definitely not. It delivered its share of heartbreak too. Poor Kelvin Monroe suffered what the scorecard described as a basket case 12 on the 18th.
12 on the last hole. Oh, that's brutal.
A truly devastating finish. Earned him the unfortunate honor of the biggest back 9 collapse of the day. You can only imagine how that felt.
Awful. Any other final hole woes?
Yeah, Anthony Elisak and Suki Saran. And it was Suki's birthday. What a terrible birthday present from Red Libets. They both recorded a blob.
A blob, so no return.
Exactly. Didn't finish the hole, likely picked up after the score got too high. And Paul Woody, finished with a bogey on 18. Just reminds you how tough those closing holes are, mentally and physically. Fatigue, pressure, it all adds up. A real test of resolve.
What an incredible round of golf, just packed with drama from start to finish. Right, let's officially recognize the winners, the players and teams who battled so hard out there. Individual results first. Graham Marshall, Timu Jesus, takes first place. 50-pound prize money for that brilliant clutch finish. Well-deserved.
Absolutely. Duncan Jenner, DJ, a very strong second place, takes home 30 pounds. And Peter Green, after leading for so long, claims third place in 20 pounds. Greg Hammond, with that late surge, gets fourth place and 15 pounds. Fantastic performances from all four.
And we shouldn't forget the winning team prize money. An extra fiver each for the victorious bogey boys. Peter Green, Greg Hammond, and their captain Kyle Dean, key contributors to that team win. Nice little bonus for them.
Shows how individual success feeds into the team effort. Great stuff.
Now the all-important team results for the WIG Trophy. Champions. Bogey boys. Captained by Kyle Bean. It really was a masterclass in team performance, wasn't it? Led by amazing individual rounds, Peter Green, their wild card, shot a stunning 65.
65, wow.
And Greg Hammond added a solid 69. Their combined score of 134 was just dominant, earned them 8 crucial points. They truly deserved that win.
Totally dominant performance. Following them, in second place, Balls Deep, captained by Tom Whitelaw, showed great fight, especially on the back nine. Grammar Marshall's heroic 68 and Danny Innes, their wild card, with a solid 70, combined for 138, earning them 7 points. Great comeback for them.
Good showing. And tied for third place, we had two teams. First, the Swingers, captained by Cod. Now, despite Cod having a couple of those unfortunate moments,
we remember
the team really pulled together. Randip Gill Deepa was their wild card and shot an excellent 67, fantastic round from him. Paul Salvage added a 72, combined score 139, earning them 6 points. Shows real team depth.
Definitely. And also tied for third, Shanks and Big Hook, captained by Dicko. They were right in the mix all day. Darren Reed, their wild card, shot a very good 69, and Dicko himself contributed a solid 70. Also combined for 139, earning them 5 points. So close between those top teams, every shot really did count.
Absolutely. Let's round out the team standings. Regular Flex, captained by Dish, finished with 143, earning 4 points. That was Dish's wild card 68 and Gareth Coulter's 75. Big Sticks, Suki's team, finished with 147 for 3 points, DJ's 68, and Mokdami's 79 contributing there.
Then two ballers, captained by Anthony Elisak, they posted 151 for 2 points, thanks to Craig Jeffrey's wildcard 72 and Chris Stevens' 79. And finally, Eureka's, Terry Hare's team. A tough day for them, finishing with 0 points for the event itself, but they still pick up 1 point in the overall standings. Small consolation, but every point matters.
It certainly does. Which brings us nicely to the big picture, the overall LIB standings for the season. How did this WIG trophy shake things up? Because it definitely tightened the race, didn't it?
Oh, massively. Shanks and Big Hook, despite finishing tied third here, they actually held on to their overall lead, showing their season-long consistency. They're on 62 points.
Still leading, okay. But the gap closed.
Significantly. Swingers made a big move, closing right in. They're now on 51 points. Suddenly, it looks like a real race at the top. Balls Deep also jumped up, now on 45 points. They are serious contenders now. Definitely ones to watch.
And the middle of the table looks incredibly tight now.
It really does. Bogey Boys, fresh off their win here, they've jumped up to tie with Eureka's on 42 points. And Big Sticks are also tied on 41 points with Bogey Boys. Regular Flex are a bit further back on 36 points.
So it's all bunched up. Just reinforces how every event, every point, is absolutely crucial in the hunt for that overall LIB Tour title. The pressure's well and truly on now.
Definitely. Now, beyond the scores and standings, the WIG Trophy threw up some fascinating individual stats, too. Gives you a deeper insight. For instance, best front nine that went to Peter Green. A remarkable 34 strokes.
Yeah, highlights how strong his start was, setting that foundation before the mid-round wobbles. Shows the importance of getting out of the blocks quickly.
Exactly. But if Green owned the front, Randip Gill, Deepa, absolutely blitzed the back nine. Best back nine score was his an outstanding 31 strokes. 31. That's incredible finishing, especially after his tougher start. Shows amazing consistency and mental strength coming home.
Truly turned it on when it mattered. Now, for pure ball striking, best gross score of the day went to the club champion, Danny Innes. Shot 75.
Solid round. Reminds you why he's the champ. Consistent play, even if the handicap didn't put him right at the very top of the net scores this time.
Precisely. And mastering the short holes, the par threes, Duncan Jenner, DJ was the best there. 12 strokes, even par for the 4 par threes. Fantastic precision and control. Those are crucial scoring holes.
Definitely. And what about the long holes, the par fives, often seen as birdie chances?
Well, we had a 5-way tie for excellence there. Greg Hammond, David Washer Dish, Darren Reed, Danny Innes, and Lokesh Patel, Ramesh, all played the 5 par fives in 20 strokes even par.
Wow, 5 players. Shows they all capitalized on those opportunities. Good driving, sharp approach play needed there.
Absolutely. Now, if you like attacking golf, players going for it.
Yep.
Darren Reed had the most birdies or better, carded an impressive 4 for the day.
Nice. Shows a willingness to take the course on, doesn't it? Rewarding play.
And for those dramatic turnarounds, biggest back nine improvement. has to be Randip Gill Deepa again. He was a massive 8 shots better on the back nine compared to his front.
8 shots? That's an incredible turnaround. Mental fortitude personified proves you should never give up in golf.
Never. But sadly, there's the other side of that coin. Biggest back nine collapse that fell to Kelvin Monroe. He was 8 shots worse on the back nine.
Oof. Driven largely by that 12 on the last, I suppose.
Mostly, yeah. Just shows how tough it can be when fatigue, pressure, maybe a bit of bad luck all combine on those closing holes. A brutal reminder of golf's fine moments.
And just to confirm what we suspected about the course, the stats back it up, right? Easiest hole.
Yep. Hole 18, the par 5. Averaged 5.5 strokes, just half a shot over par. Confirms its role as that final birdie chance, that stage for late drama or despair.
And the hardest. No surprises there.
None at all. The par 4 third and the par 5 fifth both averaged that painful 5.46 strokes, nearly 1.5 over par. They absolutely lived up to their fearsome reputation, caused havoc all day. The stats really paint the picture of where the biggest challenges lay.
What an incredible journey that was, reliving the Wig Trophy at Red Libbets. From those fast starts, through all the leaderboard chaos, right down to those nerve-shredding final putts. We really saw everything golf can throw at you, didn't we?
The full spectrum. Every shot mattered, every save par, every birdie, every slip-up. It all wove together into this compelling story that genuinely kept us guessing right until the very end.
Just shows again, doesn't it, how quickly fortunes can change. That razor-thin line between winning and losing, often decided by inches, by one putt, one decision under pressure, Graham Marshall's birdie on 18, Peter Green's roller coaster, DJ's steady push, just unforgettable stuff.
And the ripple effect of just this one round, huge. Shuffling the lib standings, tightening that title race. It reminds you that every performance, every battle against the course, it all feeds into that bigger season-long narrative.
Absolutely.
Frankly, after all that drama, I can't wait to see how the rest of the Lib Tour season unfolds.
Look who's back. We rock the greens. Fresh from the fairways and into your dreams. Girl, the first time I saw your smile, I had to meet you, call me Kyle. You and me, it is destiny. Should have seen me on the 16th tee. How I wish I could turn back time and replay the whole back nine. Baby, it feels so strange. I was driving it on the range. I'll introduce myself, I'm Pete. You're the girl I really wanna meet. I'll never hurt you or let you down. Girl, I'll tell you all about my round. Hit a shot that was hard to beat. 7-9 to about 3 feet. I love your hair and your perfect teeth. Let me take you up to play Blackheath. Make some noise for the bogey boys, na-na. Admire the poise from the bogey boys, na-na. We want a life, simple joys, na-na. Play around with the bogey boys, na-na-na. Pleased to meet you, my name is Sam. Girl, I'll make you my biggest fan. Promise me you won't break my heart like my bogey double star. I wasn't staring at your butt, just remembering a 12-foot putt. Babe, I'll make you feel so alive when you see the big dog drive. What's up, girl? They call me Greg. I'm the man, don't make me beg. You know you're my one desire. I made two birds, my putter's fire. When it comes to you, it's never enough. Like a 5-iron played from the fairway rough. You and me, babe, I love that look. Wanna see me hit a massive hook? Raise a glass for the bogey boys, oh, oh. Acknowledge class from the bogey boys, oh, oh. It's like a pram without the toys, oh, oh. Come and dance with the bogey boys, oh, oh, oh. The best for last, that's me, I'm Ben. For me, you are a perfect 10. Like flawless shots from tee to green. Girl, you are my favorite dream. I love you just the way you are. I play the front one under par. I'll always want to hold you near, though I only come 3 times a year. Kyle, Pete, Greg, Sam, and Ben. Bogey boys back once again. You thought our team had long departed. Now let's get this party started. Make some noise for the bogey.
is you have to serve someone else now.